The Talkative Town. The trouble began on the brightest fall day, when the Penny and her classmates were hard at play. The teacher stood up and began to talk, but no one was able to make her stop. "What's going on here?" Penny stopped and wondered as the teacher's soft voice boomed and thundered. The noise brought the principal into the classroom. He got louder and louder and started to boom. He faced the whole class and his very loud talk as soon as everyone turned towards him to gawk. Even the French teacher, Paris, Tres, Tres, Four, bouncing sounds all around them and right out the door. Soon, every classroom was filled with loud talking. The hallways were rumbling and the windows were rocking. Children's family then joined them in all the chatter, leaving Penny to puzzle what could be the matter. All of the townsfolk were soon found gabbing, but no one was able to stop their babbling. The noise was beginning to drive Penny mad. 1 minute of silence would make her so glad. "Stop talking right now," Penny finally yelled, but all the loud noise was not easy quelled. "Stop bantering, chattering, gabbering, uttering, mummering, mumbling, shouting, and muttering. Stop chatting and gabbling, ranting and moaning, spouting and preaching, squawking and drowning. Halt all of your yammering and all of your stammering. This drowning is worse than a room full of hammering." She wanted them to stop speaking right now. She desperately needed to stop them. But how? "Please stop your talking," she begged the small town, which finally forced them to calm themselves down. "Please" was a small word she needed to ask. It was just the right word to fulfill her huge task. So when things at school or at home go awry, Penny knows the best word on which to rely. In the end, the whole town settled down nice and quiet after cheering young Penny for stopping a riot. That is the story of the Talkative Town. The end.